Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at
97.3. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good vibes and variety. God, I love that song. So fun. It's like a dance party waiting to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Makes me think today might be Friday, even though it isn't. It's Thursday. Feels like a Friday. You're playing a little Do you have any good texts going right now? I'm about to make the announcement about the whole contest that we're doing. I want to do this contest all the time. Maddie, let's always have prizes so that every day we get like a text of the day that doesn't have to reference you.
Well, I'll try.
Okay, that's an honest answer,
I
guess.
He just won. That was too good. I mean, come on. Well, that is nice. Well,
I'll try.
I mean,
Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets for today's text of the day. You get tickets to both. And we're doing this all week. We've been doing it. It's been very, very fun. All week, we look for the funniest text from our listeners. You guys, actually, you never disappoint anyway. You're very clever.
415 says, gay man here.
Oh, hello.
I'll take the man. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You're such a danger boy. I'm surprised you didn't take the bear.
It's not.
He just doesn't like bears.
Well, a few other people said they'll take another gay guy said he'd take a bear, but it's a reference to a heavy set hairy guy.
Mm. Delicious.
Is it?
I don't know. I'm not into bears.
Oh, okay.
But I assume that the people who are into bears are like, delicious.
925 says, Gen Xers here.
Hey.
Back in the old days of my youth, 70s and 80s, the way to solve every injury or sickness was mercury, looking silver mercuricome, blood red methylate. That's the one. I used to have that put on my cuts, and I'd be like, it's going to stink. No, it's not. And then they'd put it on, and you'd be like, oh, my God, it's so much worse than the injury.
It's the worst.
Right. So that was mercuricome?
Mercuricome or methylate.
And those have mercury in them. So we're just completely poisoned by mercury. All of us.
Yeah, basically.
Of a certain age.
Shocked we made it to the turn of the century.
Mm.
Bud and Martinez.
And here we are, 25% through this century. Like, that's so cray-cray. Ermagar.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 510 says, please tell Sarah I often randomly get her song stuck in my head, Bleep Me in the Bleep from Afar.
Oh, how funny.
That was a hit. That you wrote one time, huh?
I can't remember why that came up on the show. It was like a thing that one of my friends had written, and I told No Name about it, and he was like, "Remember, like we did it at a gig or something."
Yeah, we played it at.
I don't think it's ever been recorded or anything. That would be wrong, or maybe it has been. I don't know. Anyway, never mention that again. Thanks for writing in. Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets. All week, we are looking for the funniest texts. So text us, 800-400-3697. And both of those shows, Trevor Noah, May 24th, George Lopez, May 31st, at the Mountain Winery, their concert series. You can look them up. See, they have a million great acts. Such a great place to visit. See a show at, courtesy of Golden Voice. TV tonight on my TV, Survivor from last night.
I already saw it.
Oh.
It's good.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
Mm.
You know, something that I don't, it was, I had a moment on the show, and I've been watching this for many, many seasons. Survivor, I mean.
CBS, welcome to our old home.
So this is in the ad, so I'm not spoiling anything, but there's a merge.
Yes.
So they go to tribal, and there's a point where the host, Jeff, is, you know, reading off the votes.
Yeah.
Read. I'm like, and there's so many people still on this now one big tribe. I was honestly going, oh, that's the last vote. No, there's another one. Oh, that's the last vote.
How many people are left?
I don't know. It feels like 15.
Well, they had to sit people, so there's 8. There might be 13 people.
There were a lot of people, and while he's reading the votes, I'm going, oh, well, that's it. That's the person. And then and they split the vote.
Oh.
So it's getting close, but there's still another one. And another. I'm going.
And another one.
When is this thing going to end? And then it did, and then the person.
Well, I am very excited to watch it tonight. And then we can usually, I can't watch it. Vinny has, I don't know, somehow the tables have turned and you've got the early feed.
Everyone has the early feed.
I don't have it.
You just don't want to press play on it.
I don't know. The reason why is because I don't want to watch the commercials.
Well, right.
There's nothing wrong
with commercials. I mean, you know.
Nobody got time for that.
Yeah.
No, I don't have time for that.
Where are you going?
To bed.
After 3 p.m. in the day, where are you going?
You think it's on at 3 p.m.?
No, I think it's on at like 4 or 5, but I'm just saying.
Might be on at 5. Yeah, but I don't want to sit there watching commercials. That's a waste of my time. Come on.
Okay.
I got things to do.
Well, you say.
Yeah. I can't think of any of the things I have to do right now, but I'm sure I have something to do. So on my TV tonight, Survivor from last night, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. Catch up. Watch the show.
Your commercial stance cracks me up.
I just don't like them.
You know that's how we make a living, right?
Yeah.
I know. But
what are you
doing? But here's the thing.
Commercials are awesome.
Here's the difference between me, this, what we do here, and watching television. I pay for television. Radio is free. Even the app, if you listen on the app is free. That's the exchange. That's the formula. She said. Tonight on your television, this looked good. I saw this trailer a couple of weeks ago and I did repost it on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and I love Kevin Bacon. So I'm actually kind of excited about this. It's called The Bondsman, and it sounds like it's sort of a wackadoo supernatural thing because he plays a murdered bounty hunter who's brought back from the dead to trap and kill demons that have escaped from hell.
Oh, that's wild.
Country singer Jennifer Nettles plays his ex-wife. She, by the way, is the dead wife who makes a lot of appearances in The Righteous Gemstones. And she's excellent in that role. So it just looks really fun. Kevin Bacon is still super hot. I'll have to send this to John. Maybe we'll watch it together. And the trailer's up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I haven't seen her in a long time, but I used to be pretty into his wife.
Kira Sedgwick.
Yes. Beautiful lady.
I agree with you. She's got, she has this kind of, you know how people with an interesting facial feature, even if they're like not the most traditionally beautiful person, like they just, there's something that grabs you about, like it's her smile for me.
Yep.
I always see her smile and just think, oh, I just love your little face, Kira. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she's super grateful that I love her so much, that you do, you know?
Well, if you make your living, you know.
You want your fans, right?
You want people to like you, yeah. I do think that.
So, Kelly Clarkson is everywhere today.
Why?
A couple weeks ago, she had been gone from her show and came back with not a lot of explanation and said that she had been dealing with some personal stuff. And, I mean, really didn't give a clear. And a bunch of people popped in.
Oh, my God. Started, you know what happened.
Well, she's talking about quitting. So, she's been doing this show since 2019, but they just did their 1,000th episode.
Okay.
And she was getting kind of teary over it. Like, this has been really hard. I've felt lost a lot. Cause she had just broken up with her husband and she was talking about her divorce too, saying how much more difficult that was than she ever let on. Like, she'd been going through all this stuff, and now she's got her kids. I think her kids are, like, maybe 10 and 7 or something. And she's like, I feel like maybe I want to go hang out with them. Like, this has been really fun. She's not, I mean, she's up for renewal. NBC is like, we want her. She's got 1.2 million daily viewers, which, you know, that doesn't sound like American Idol or, you know, it's some of these big primetime shows. But apparently for a daytime talk show, those are just really good numbers. And she's been growing that over time, too.
There are midday shows that have created fortunes for the people who host them. Mm. Rosie O'Donnell, Oprah, Ellen. And she's got that thing going right now.
Can like you see she what can, she gets per season for that show right
she
now?
She can do this as long as she wants.
She doesn't even need, she didn't need to when she started and she doesn't need to now. She was doing, she did.
Oprah could have quit, you know, 20 right. years before she did too.
So now she's conquered it. So if anything is invading her thoughts and, you know, in any way saying you don't have to do this, she doesn't have to. She's like, she's got all the money she'll ever need.
The difference in the examples I just gave you, and I know Rosie O'Donnell has gone on to have kids,
yep.
but at the time, I don't think she did. I can see...
She had like some adopted kids, yeah. I want to say.
I don't know if they were around when she first was hosting that midday show where she loved Tom Cruise.
Yeah, she's got some kid who, I want to say one kid committed suicide and was in his 20s. Like
I don't know the details of that. I'm just saying, you know, I can see where Kelly him. Would say... I'm not going to get these years with my kids back right. and I don't need the money. I'm going to go do that.
Exactly.
I can see that where some of these other people are like, it's just me yeah. and Stedman. Why would I? I'm and my puppies.
So I have, she makes $1 million a month for the Kelly Clarkson show.
Ooh,
but when
good.
She did The Voice, she made $14 million per season for that show. So she's doing okay.
She seems like she'll be able to feed her children.
Yeah, she'll
I
be
mean,
all right.
fingers crossed.
But I can see also, and I've gone through some of that stuff here as well, where you have things going on at home and the distraction is profound.
Yes.
And it's hard to get your head cleared
yep.
so that you can just do what you do.
Yep.
And so I can see that be a divorce. What's worse? And in the news is this guy who's...
Yeah.
Like gotten her raw deals and contracts and stuff. And this is the person she's married to.
Yeah.
What the?
Well, you nailed it. You have to. And it was the other morning. Our new technical producer, Bob, she was like, wow, you guys have to be on every day. Mm-hmm. Like there's not you can't have a day where you're like, I'm just not going to do it or I'm not, right. not feeling it or yeah. whatever. And like, it is,
I actually
it is something
feel
to,
like
to,
it's,
you have to do.
It's therapy. To me, like whatever's going on in my life, I have to put it down for these 4 hours. And it's actually, it's harder some days than others, but it's in a way, it's like a reprieve from that. It's a really, it can be a really, because I'm looking around and what am I going to do? You know, sit here and grump at you and or not be listening?
No, but I do think that you might be watching your words. Your vibe, your energy can be depleted.
Oh,
it can
sure.
be drained. It can be something that someone's picking up on. I've had times when we first had the first kid and me and the missus, she was working full time. I was here.
You
we were
going
coming
through some stuff.
Undone as a family. Like yeah. it was just, it is what it is. And it was, I would rant in the car on the drive-in to try and get it all out of me so that I wouldn't have it
yes.
sitting on the tip of my tongue when it was time to not talk about that
right.
and not bring that to, and it bleeds out though. At
well,
least with TV, you're in a situation where you can go, we got to cut that out of there.
Yeah.
Or we got to do that again. Here at live radio, stuff comes out and you go, I should not have
I
said that.
I should not have said that. Also, I do think though that for us, you know, there's a lot less that goes into this show from an appearance standpoint. Like I'll give it to someone who's doing a television show and they've got this. Maybe they're only filling an hour of time or however many minutes that come out to, but they also are there early getting in wardrobe. You know, maybe they come in crying from this divorce that they're going through and now they're all puffy and someone's got to put Preparation H on their eyeballs so that they've, you know, to put the swelling down. And then you've got to go out there and smile and engage the audience. Like that's actually, that does seem like its own challenges. Like for us, my eyes could be super puffy. I go to you, listen, you guys had a bad day. I cried all night. don't say a thing about it on the air. And you guys go, okay, no problem. And well, then nobody knows.
So go back to Kelly now. Oh, so yeah, she's okay. out there saying she's probably going to quit.
Well,
and that's why she wasn't around for a week.
A report. She took an unexplained hiatus from her show last month. I don't know how many days she missed, but she missed several. A report said it was a personal matter and it was no cause for alarm. And now there are multiple sources saying Kelly wants out. She wants to leave on a contract with NBC ends next year to spend more time with her kids. She has an 8-year-old son and a 10-year-old daughter with her ex, Brandon Blackstock, who's like an embezzler. One source says Kelly's number one priority is her children. The show is grueling. It's a whole lot of work. She wants to spend more time down south. She currently lives in New York City. That must be where she tapes her show. And she wants to, she grew up in Texas, so apparently she wants to go back. Let me see if there's some other quotes in here.
You know what? Anyone
she was
in
off
life
for almost 2 weeks
who finds himself in a situation where they can do what they want, I'm happy and proud of, like, good for her.
Yep.
Then if you want to go raise your kids, go raise your kids. It's awesome.
Let's see. They go on to talk about guest hosts here. She moved to New York from Los Angeles for the show. When she returned to the set, it was to celebrate the show reaching 1,000 episodes. So she was off for, they say, almost 2 weeks here. She was having some kind of situation. She gave a very emotional speech in which she admitted to fans that she's lost alone a lot throughout the last 6 years. I don't have the full quote right here.
Lost alone a lot?
Here it is.
Oh, she's lost.
She's lost and alone a lot. Here it is. We've laughed. She's talking about her and the audience. We've laughed together. We've cried together with beautiful stories, sang together with some people, danced together, celebrated and competed together. I've lost alone a lot.
Mm.
Competed together.
You know,
she's saying she's lost.
This is going to sound dumb, but this is an example of why you'd choose your kids. Yesterday, I took my kid, the youngest one, to Jamba Juice. And I like to help. I've done this with both my kids. Let them do the order. Mm-hmm. Let them pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Not with their money, but, you know.
Yeah.
Like, do all
the
stuff.
But make the transaction.
And I'm there with Edie, and she's like, we're walking into the place. I'm like, I'm with you. If you get lost, I'll help you. And she's like, I think I have the order down. I got it. Okay. And we get up to the register, and she's all, I'll have it. And the lady goes, I'm sorry, there's blenders going. I can't hear you. And Edie's like, it's just these moments where you're helping your little kid get through such a silly hurdle, but I was in heaven, like, help, encouraging her. Just say it louder. Okay, yes. You want an acai bowl with peanut butter. What does dad want?
Oh.
And she and then what is Isla waiting for back at home? And we do the order and then the money and then the, and what's your name? It's Edie. And the lady's like, I'm sorry. I really, but that's a moment you don't have if you're busy like Kelly is doing a show in New York City.
Right.
You don't get those little tender moments between you and where you're coaching
lots
your
of
kid.
People
up.
Who work all day might have the same feeling. But if you could quit your job, if you had that incredible opportunity, and we're going to be okay financially, I'm sure that there's a big pull toward that. Like, I don't have to be doing this. I could be with my kids and I could be having an experience like that.
I'm sure she could retire today.
Oh, she could have retired 10 years ago.
Right. So go.
I'm sure she was just fine.
Go do your thing. There's a grind to that for sure.
How many years did she do on The Voice? Not that many, right? But she was making, you said over, what did you say? $14 million a season?
A season, yeah. $560,000 per episode.
And did she do more than one season per year? Don't they do two seasons a year on The Voice? Or am I crazy?
I think they did, or do. Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah. So maybe she was making, I mean.
And she's made, you know, she has
she
quite
also
a recording.
Hit records. Yeah, she could tour if she
She could
to.
Tour. I wonder if she could.
Remember she did, when she did Summer Thing or one of those big shows, she headlined and she only played 5 songs. Like, she really came out, took our heads clean off with 5 tunes and left. Like, it wasn't, like, that's apparently a thing you can do if you're Kelly Clarkson. She was like, that's what I want to do.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm ready.
Kelly Clarkson decides, I'm leaving my show. I'm going to go on tour.
Oh.
For whatever, however long, a summer tour. What kind of venue does Kelly Clarkson sell out? Does she sell out the SAP Center? Does she sell out Levi's?
She could
sell out
I, that's
the Troubadour?
I think she's huge. I don't know. No, she's not the troubadour. I mean, that she sells out 1,000 times. But I think SAP Center, absolutely. Levi's, maybe.
You think so?
She's huge.
I'm asking. Yeah, I don't know.
And I'm guessing.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I don't know. I'm thinking about like a Katy Perry. Like she's doing the big tour, but like there's a little smaller now. There's crowds.
Even
small.
That had to be brought to size. That's why I'm asking. Yeah.
And Kelly, I would feel in that same.
I don't think so. I actually think Kelly is like kind of top of the heap. Like I don't know that I'd put her up. I don't know that she would do the Taylor thing, but I think Kelly's. Well, you know what though? I really love Kelly, so maybe I'm crazy.
What do you think her net worth is?
$122 million.
Ben?
Well, she just lost some.
She did divorce.
I'm going to say $75 million.
Close. It's somewhere between $50 and $70
million. Oh, so. That's actually way lower than I would think. She did... few years. I mean, even just this talk show alone, she's doing $10 million a year. Yeah,
she did get a divorce, though.
She did. That does take a chunk of change.
Half of everything.
Yeah. I think she'll be okay, though, even if it's only 50 to 70 million.
Oh, I think she's fine.
I think she'll be all right.
Yeah, Kelly's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what size venues. That's an interesting question, actually. Like, I wonder what the last... I don't think she's toured. I can't even remember.
That's why I asked. I am actually sitting here thinking about what if she's going to leave TV and has a hit show. By all means, do that.
Right.
Go raise your kids. That's all great. But if she says, you know, next year, boy, this kid thing, it was great while it lasted, but I'm over it now. Yeah. I want to go do something else.
Let's get some tutors in here and like, a couple nannies. I want to go on tour.
What kind of tour could she put on? I would imagine
she could certainly do
radio station events.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Her last tour ended on March 30th, 2019, and she started the Kelly Clarkson show in September of the same year. So she hasn't toured.
Yeah, She has fans just from the show, too. I mean, that Kelly-oki's pretty good.
That is her hook, too. Mm. And I'll tell you, as you're talking about how she went through a lot of hard times, that's probably the easiest possible way you could open the show when you've got some heartache happening.
Just
and you
start
don't,
singing.
You don't want to have to sit there and be like, hi, everyone. Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to tell you that today's just such a good day. Like I was outside and the sun was shining and I thought, yay, that's great. Okay, here's our guest today.
Kelly Clarkson was recently doing a Vegas stand. She recorded her daytime show there during that time. Go Mountaineers. Oh, another winner.
Oh, there's a winner.
Well, now that people are getting the gist of this.
Yeah, way to catch the clues.
Yeah. Maybe we should each get a chance to pick a winner each day.
You're more than welcome to come in here and look at the ones that I pulled during the show.
Only the ones you pulled.
Yeah, you come see the text.
Vinny can cut and paste me a little thing. All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Well, certainly the people's texts are on my mind, but I've got some news stories about people don't for some reason want to drink water. And more after these.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our show's full podcast. It's all going down at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by ATCO Pest Control. Oh. Protect your home with ATCO Pest Control. Termites silently destroy your home. ATCO Pest Control stops them with expert treatment. Visit atcopestcontrol.com today and mention Sarah and Vinny and get 10% off any termite treatment. Who do you mention?
Sarah and Vinny.
Right. Protect your biggest investment. That's your home. ATCO Pest Control, stopping termites before they start.
Sweet.
Okay, so here's what's happening. I don't know what it was like at your house, you know, microclimates, that's a thing. But it was pretty cold this morning as I got up and out.
Yeah.
It's going to be a nice day, though. Mostly clear. There's a few clouds up there right now, but it should be mostly clear and
no
nice
rain,
day.
Right? No rain.
We got a break. But we got, in some places, they're reporting 3 feet of new snow.
Great.
So that storm that rolled through really backed up our water supply.
Fantastic.
In a way that is like.
Let's get it shored up.
Whew.
Whew. It's going to be a good summer.
Great news. You don't want to fret over water. Speaking of, people don't like it.
Who are these people, Vin? You know, there anything better than a tall, ice-cold glass of water? Oh.
I drink water.
Oh, I
always
it.
Have.
You
I
love
like
it.
Water.
I don't want your flavored water. I'll take sparkling sometimes.
Even when I was drinking too much booze, I used to think, I'm not really that thirsty. That's a weird, I keep reaching for a drink when like water's the thing that quenches you.
Yes.
That's the thing that, you know.
Agreed. Water, the stuff of life.
Drinking 8 glasses of water every day is a little like flossing. Most of us go through phases where we're good about it and other times where we don't get to that at all.
Mm.
In a recent survey, 87% of Americans say that getting enough hydration is important, especially in the morning, because it sets the tone for the day. And yet, a third of people don't typically drink water until after 3 p.m. And your coffee doesn't count.
Why not?
We're talking about water.
Just
not coffee.
Straight water.
Right. A third.
The first thing I do in the morning is drink a huge glass of water.
Me too. And I've read that multiple places where that's the thing that gets your body.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, my coffee's still brewing. Mm-hmm. Usually when I wake up and I drink a huge glass of water, take my daily vitamin pill, then I go in and get ready for work.
You take a daily vitamin?
Yeah, don't you take a daily
vitamin? I do, but I don't. I didn't know that you did.
Yeah.
You can take one in the morning and not get, like, does it make your stomach turn?
No. No, just like a, I don't know. I think I'm on, like, Centrum Silver now.
Oh, Centrum.
Ever since my hair turned silver.
Oh. Survey asked people how much water they think they should drink before 10 a.m. to power a productive work day, and the top response was 3 glasses or 24 ounces.
Oh.
A lot of people, one of the hacks, a common water hack they say, is downing a glass right when you wake up. You're usually thirsty. And
yep.
Anyway, I'm really surprised to hear that a third of people typically haven't had water until after 3 p.m.
Who was just telling us recently they actually actively hate water? Like, they don't drink water. They don't like it. They won't drink it. They're not.
I know. I don't remember. But I know we've had that come up on the show, and it might have even been Bryn. I'm not sure. But I know that Christina, who is an athlete.
Yes.
First, like, yes, she's the parent of my, or the mother of my kids and my partner and my wife and all that stuff. But when we first got together, I used to just be shocked because she would eat sushi. And she didn't like water. And meanwhile, she's this athlete. Like, she did a full triathlon and finished it. Mm. She runs marathons regularly. She wins 10Ks. Like, she'll go out and win one of those local races. And like, bring she's the swift. Trophy home and puts it down, like.
Add it to the pile.
Throw it on. I'm like.
Got a pile of them out in the garage.
You freaking won it? Well, yeah. Okay. Don't polish your nails. Let me do that for you. Sheesh. Who wins those things?
Your wife.
My wife does.
Yeah.
But she's not into water. What kind
does
of athlete?
Does she drink like Pedialyte or something?
No,
what does
she
do?
Just, she'll
Gatorade?
Drink water, but she drinks it like begrudgingly.
Oh.
And she also
That's
isn't,
really surprising.
Like, she forces herself. I have to get this big jug of it and bring it into my office and put it on my desk. And force myself to get through it.
Yeah. I use these big cups. They're like the insulated cups so that I can put ice in. It doesn't get all weepy on the outside. And it has a straw built into the top of it. So, but I can see what the level is. So I know when I need to fill it up. And I just sip from it. I can do it with my hands full.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts, Vincent. You know that.
Fast.
Always
fast,
with the asking.
Fast.
There's absolutely no historical evidence that Marie Antoinette ever said, let them eat cake or anything like it. It was popularized as a rallying cry to inspire revolutionaries, but folklore scholars believe it was falsely credited to Marie Antoinette and then spread as propaganda to rouse opposition to the monarchy.
Mm.
Let them eat cake.
Off of their head.
Aerosmith.
Yeah.
You love
no
them.
More, no more.
Yeah, you love them. I know.
Yes, I do. I love
like
them.
Like, that brings about a really warm feeling for you, doesn't it?
It does. Well, I mean, their earlier stuff. Not crazy for Loving an Elevator and Dude Looks Like a Lady, but yeah.
Crying When I Met You?
Mm.
Crying When I Met You?
Mm-mm.
What?
No, some early stuff.
Cry.
Baby, I'm a Dream.
Aerosmith.
Yes. What about them?
Made more money in royalties off the video game Guitar Hero Aerosmith than they made from any of their actual albums.
OMFG. That's crazy. My kids used to play that all the time. There are a lot of songs to choose from on those things. Theirs must have been like a specifically dedicated to them version. So many songs.
The song Killing Me Softly was written about Don McLean.
Oh.
The woman who wrote the song was named Lori Lieberman.
Wow,
she heard McLean's song Empty Chairs, and she was so inspired by it, she felt like McLean was killing her softly with it. You like
that
it?
That is a great song.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know the Don McLean song, Empty Chairs, but Killing Me Softly, I'm so glad she was inspired to write that.
Right.
It's beautiful. Rest in peace, Roberta Flack. Didn't she just die?
Just died. Yeah, a week ago or 2 weeks.
Oh, and she's the one that...
Until the Fugees took it.
Right.
Yeah, it was her song. That was the big hit in the 70s or whatever.
Huge.
The three biggest employers in the United States are the Department of Defense with 2.9 million people.
Mm.
That's
feels like that's going to go down soon.
Walmart with 2.3 and Amazon with 1.6 million people.
Wow.
Working for them.
Those are large employers.
Mm. Mm. Anyway, there's some fast facts for you,
everyone.
Thank
you for the fast facts.
Here's a good news story. A 16-year-old in Cleveland named Tyler Soden saved a woman and two kids from a house fire on Friday. He grabbed a ladder and got them all down off the roof.
Oh.
One of the kids was a 10-month-old baby.
Oh.
Tyler's dad wasn't home when it happened, but he told reporters he's proud of his son for stepping up and saving those people.
How old's this kid?
16.
Jeez. So he just knew where there was a ladder and said,
went and got it
just
done.
Hold tight.
10-month-old baby.
Incredible.
Is like going to grow up at some point and be like,
I was saved from a rooftop by this kid,
life.
Tyler. Yeah.
Amazing.
It is. That's a great story. And his dad must be incredibly proud. I wonder if he'll be like inspired to be a firefighter now. Like, oh, I love this hero thing.
Maybe.
Mm.
You know, but that's also really dangerous to like, you know, that's
yes.
one of those things where in a moment you step up and it's adrenaline and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But imagine you clock in every day and that's your thing.
Yeah.
Another fire, another dangerous situation for me to go deal with. Yikes. Yeah. They don't pay me enough for this. You know that, right?
It is an incredibly scary. I feel like they get a lot of love from the public. The whole first responders love is big.
And it's real.
Yes.
Especially if you've had them show up at your house
mm.
when you're in need,
yep.
you do suddenly go, I love the police. I love the firefighters of the world.
I love a paramedic.
Yep.
Thank you for being here at my lowest moment.
It looks like huge 80s style shoulder pads are fashionable again and they're on the comeback.
Oh, no.
What do you mean, oh, no?
Hmm.
You
I'm
were
like
a child
then.
Of the 80s?
I was, but I did wear the big, I had these jackets that I used to wear on stage.
Of course you
humongous.
Did.
Humongous. I mean, not quite like Talking Head style, but big, you know?
Yeah.
But I always did think that these will go away and never come back. Oh.
You didn't like them?
Well, they weren't my favorite, but, you know.
Did you ever wear like the zebra pants, and stretchy pants, you know, tights
spandex,
or whatever,
yeah.
spandex, and a big jacket.
Yes.
And that was the get up for the
that
night.
That was the get up, you know, with my mismatched high heels.
And your big puffy
hair. Giant
hair,
yes.
And that's the days when you were really out there having some fun.
That's when, yes. And I think that's where the Bon Jovi reference comes from. Although recently it was because we both have like, we had short old people hair. But in the day, I was like, I would take a picture of John Bon Jovi into my hairdresser and be like this.
We all did that.
Yeah. This. Give it to me.
When I was going to launch a new romantic band. That's you've seen the hairdos that I had for a minute there. I would go into
you were more Flock of Seagulls. You were kind of new wavy.
Do you know what new romantic is?
Is
do you
it
remember
new
that
wavy
term?
Stuff?
It is very much Duran Duran.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you would refer.
Right.
And I would definitely bring in a Duran Duran haircut and be like, or picture and go, give me that hair.
I want to be this guy.
Didn't matter. I just needed
which guy?
Which
was it
guy?
John Taylor?
It would be any one of them.
Oh.
I just need to look stylish
fine.
And
you
not like a puke
fine.
Like I normally look. Anyway, shoulder pads. They're back, everyone. It was
okay.
a popular look for women in the 80s who wanted to seem hip and metropolitan.
Yep.
Quickly, people decided shoulder pads are dumb.
Mm.
Like, why would you want a jacket that goes so far out past your head?
Yeah, I guess it was cool at the time. You know, it's funny when you watch stuff from the 80s, a lot of times, like especially the videos and stuff. We were watching this Motels video the other day. We're learning Only the Lonely.
Oh, the Motels.
Yeah.
I love them.
I know. And that song is just, it's a great song. Only the Lonely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's such, it's so 80s. It's crazy. Like just the way her hair is, the makeup, and then the sort of sharp suit thing going on. And also, I want to say in the first Blade Runner, the woman who is can't think of the name of what they are. They're fake people. And she's got the big jacket on too. Like I'm picturing her in that. Can't think of her name.
There's still to this day, a lot of music from the 80s that I love.
Cylons?
I did not like the style
yeah.
of that sort of new wave,
right.
like the skinny ties.
No,
I don't know.
Reminds me of the cars and stuff. Like I've always kind of into that.
But I loved
that.
A lot of the music,
yeah.
though.
But and, I was full. You went punk side. I went glam rock side.
Right.
Like I was, you know, hair metal. Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Rat.
Yeah.
You guys were cool. Like, you were the cool kids. Like, I was, I definitely.
Who were you listening to in the 80s?
I mean, I listened to whatever, but I didn't dress like cool, like put on, you know, if anything, I put on the Miami Vice look a couple of times.
Oh, did you have like a white jacket and flip the collar?
Absolutely.
And... Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Can we see a picture of that?
I would love to. I'm trying to find a pink t-shirt and a white flip collar, a la Don Johnson back in the day.
Yeah, but it sounds like you were the cool kids, though. You had the cool haircut and everything.
Well, no, this is it. I actually grew up listening to punk rock, and then there was a point where Duran Duran turned up, and all the hot chicks wanted those guys.
Yeah, always motivated by girls.
And we were like, well, we need to put that kind of a band together. Like, total posers.
But you started wearing makeup to school.
Full posers. Like, that wasn't my thing. My thing was punk rock. But I went, you know what the girls like? That. I'm doing it.
Smart man.
And then we never played one gig.
Like, did you know any songs?
No. We would set up. We would, you know, kind of practice, but no, you know, then someone
would
go.
You were able to say you were in a band. That's all it takes.
And that
the girl
was
goes,
it.
Oh my God, you're in a band? That's amazing. But kind of music do you? Oh, you know, like Duran Duran. So, oh my God, you're like, I love Duran Duran. Mm-hmm. Oh, we should go out. You think we should go out?
Anything for girls.
Mm.
You know.
I just showed you. I played the role of the girl. And you were strong and silent through the whole thing. Like, that was all you needed to do.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. The Motels, Martha Davis, loved her.
Mm.
You know what you reminded me of? Do you remember the band Romeo Void?
Yes.
That's the song that went through my head as...
I might like you better if we slept together. Yep. Yeah.
If you watched MTV, you would know that song.
If you're our age, you know who Romeo Void is.
Now in my late 50s, I could probably pull off shoulder pads. They did not work for me in the 80s when I was super skinny and looked like a stick with pillows on my shoulders. Mm.
They were very bulky. I don't know. I guess they were okay. They were the style. Like, you just, like, every shirt came with those sewn in. It was crazy.
Yeah, and I think the suits of that day, too. I watched the movie Big. With
Tom Hanks.
And you know, as soon as he becomes a grown up, he's got to get it together and he ends up in a suit. And they were the same things Letterman used to wear, the big collared, I think they called them double breasted suits.
Yes, because it would cross over, be two rows of buttons.
And then the big shoulder pads and he's woof.
But it's an interesting kind of silhouette because you have these big shoulders that point out and stuff. And then, but they would taper to they would make your hips look really narrow. There was almost like a decidedly tucked in look for a man's suit.
Yeah. So ridiculous.
I know.
I was watching the movie going, I can't get over this suit. It's absurd.
And yet, they were probably like, yeah, that's what everybody wears.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That's fashion. I think every time like fashion changes or whatever, everyone says, oh, you can just wear whatever you want. Like there's no fashion. But then these things have emerged and you look back and you go, oh, no, that fully was. It's almost like you don't see it at the time. It's like, oh, yeah, just every shirt comes with shoulder pads in it. Of course it does. Why wouldn't it?
Sure.
Wear or don't. Cares. You can wear anything you want.
We got a text contest going on.
Oh, we sure
so
do.
You can text us at 800-400-3697. Be smart, be funny, be entertaining, and Maddie will decide.
Yeah. You got a couple of those?
I got a couple that are just sort of relevant. Here's David on Survivor this season does not like water. He drinks milk instead.
Oh.
There's a scene in the you're going to watch it tonight. Yes. I watched it last night in the Survivor where two people say they drink a full gallon of milk a day.
Oh.
And the people on Survivor are even like, how does that even, like, how many gallons do you buy at a time to keep that going?
You'd have to buy seven a week, right?
I know you used to drink a lot of milk. You would say you drink at least one big tall glass. You don't do that still, do you?
Not really. No. But as a kid, I would prefer a glass of milk to a glass of water. And like, you know, like a big plate of spaghetti with a big thing of ice cold milk. I loved it.
Tomato sauce and milk?
I know. Doesn't say, it sounds like a stomach upset now,
yeah,
doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It really does sound like I'm going to barf.
No, I mean, I loved milk. And you know, like our parents used to put big glasses of milk. Your mom give you a big glass of milk with all your meals?
But to be a grown-up and drinking a gallon of milk a day?
I know. It's so much.
And you're not even mentioning that some of that is because you eat cereal?
Right. Sure. Of course. It's honestly, though, who among us can drink a gallon of milk a day and not be like, wow, I really need to cut down on something. I'm not sure what. But maybe it's this gallon of milk I'm drinking every day.
And then the two people on the show both go, well, a lot of that is chocolate milk. And I'm like,
okay, so you're 9. Okay, I can't wait to see. So
it's happening.
Obviously, it's David, but I don't know who the other person's
going to
be.
Right, well, you'll see, all right. Then you'll be surprised. And then I'm telling you, the people around them are going, how do you even? Mm. It really is kind of a surprise.
Okay. Well, and I can't wait to watch Survivor today.
925 says, I had a drawer full of shoulder pads I cut out of shirts in the 80s.
Yeah, and you did have to. I had like a little seam ripper. You could carefully take them out.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to stitch it back up, but I didn't want to leave any remnants of it.
510 says, I was obsessed with Duran Duran in the 80s. I still have a jacket in the attic that has over 200 Duran Duran buttons on it, and John Taylor was definitely my favorite. Becky, Castro Valley app. That is something I remember Flair. From that time period was people had a person, just like the Beatles, the way someone would go, I'm Paul, or yes. I'm John, or I'm...
I love Ringo.
Right.
Right.
No one said that, though.
Right.
But, true. I mean, there were plenty of people who were...
You're picking
John Taylor, Simon Le Bon, or Nick Rhodes.
Yep. Yeah.
Is that right?
Nick Rhodes? And was there another Taylor in that band, too?
There was... Andy Taylor was the guitar player, and I think he's the one with cancer right now.
Oh.
Why'd I bring that up?
To bring us all down, I guess.
I hope you're okay, Andy Taylor.
Good luck, Andy.
Didn't Sarah carry around... The soda. What was that called?
A 2-liter bottle.
2-liter
bottle.
Which you could That's slip what they wrote. Your, 2L.
That is how you say 2-liter.
Okay.
Of the Diet Coke. That was my trademark. And I would drink it. And it was a silly thing. Like, that's all I did. I lived off of that when I was a kid.
831 says, for those of us who grew up here listening to alternative, we saw Romeo Void live a lot as they were SF locals.
Oh. How funny.
Oh, that's Aptos Steve.
Hey, Aptos Steve.
Odyssey. Yeah.
What, didn't they have one other song? There was another big Romeo Void song, I thought.
You know what? I actually looked up the Motels because I thought they had another big song, and it's only The Lonely. That's the one.
They don't have another one?
I didn't see it.
Let me look.
I looked it up and went, oh, I don't recognize any of those.
The Motels hits. Nope, I don't know any of these.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm actually really surprised. Oh, Suddenly Last Summer. Suddenly Last Summer. You remember that one?
I do, but I don't like it.
Yeah, but it was a hit.
Okay.
But it's weird because I typed in the Motels hits and they don't even, that one doesn't even kick in. But Only the Lonely is the one. Yeah, I see the time. All right.
All right, one more. 510 says, fight, 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 Mountaineers. We're here to cheer for you. Take that old ball down the field. We're putting our faith in you. Play that team right off its feet.
They can't win. No more.
You can't be beat. We know. And when the game is through, we'll all cheer for you. West Virginia, West Virginia, rah.
Singing the fight song. Good job.
You know that? Is that the fight song?
They don't get to win.
No, that actually is not our fight song.
Oh.
Ours is.
No.
It's West Virginia. It's West Virginia. The pride of every mountain.
Sydney Sweeney and Hallucinations.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.